Welcome back again, it's Raisa, and you're still listening to my podcast, Hear Me Out, Talking About Things. And today, we're going to talk about a life hack, I guess. It's about bootstrap, but this one is not that bootstrap that I've known before. Bootstrap is a framework used to designing a website, but no, it's not that one. We're going to talk about how we could bootstrap our life. So, basically, bootstrapping your life means, it's kind of like you spend less to achieve more in your life. So basically, it's an approach for your finance and lifelong self. From the website that I've read before, it's like you're the CEO of the startup called You, and just like a startup, you want to minimize expenses, avoid debt, and live lean so you can be ready to launch your second egg. It's from the website called The Frog. I guess it's from the word frugal, which means hemat, because it's kind of related also. But I personally haven't have so much thought in bootstrapping your life. I once heard the term bootstrapping your life from someone I know. He said, try to bootstrap your life. I said, oh, what bootstrap my what? Because the bootstrap I know is a framework, like I said. But he told me to try to Google search bootstrapping your life, and I found like a whole new definition of bootstrap. and I said like, oh, no wonder that I don't know what the definition of bootstrapping your life, because I kayak aku juga enggak pernah melakukan itu dan tidak pernah berpikiran sejauh itu untuk membootstrap my life itu tadi. Jadi, like I said before, bootstrapping your life means you spend less to achieve more. For example, contoh kecilnya kayak nggak usah buang-buang yang terlalu banyak uang. Misalnya kamu nggak usah jajan-jajan di kafe yang mahal-mahal gitu. Uangnya bisa disisihkan untuk achieving something else, untuk mendapatkan hal lain kayak gitu. Dan itu sangat bertolak belakang sama keadaan aku saat ini gitu. So I'm still learning to bootstrap my life. Pelan-pelan sebentar, masih susah sih sebenarnya. Karena kalau aku pribadi sih sebenarnya untuk being consumptive, we can call it consumptive, like spending more to something that is unnecessary, itu salah satu tuntutan sosial juga kalau buat aku ya. Kayak mau gak mau harus pergi ke kafe ini, spending some funds because I have to meet like my friends, like that. That sound like an excuse, but it's true. And I kind of like to spend money as well. And sometimes I spend kayak aku tuh ngeluarin uang more than I can afford. Aku tuh gak pernah yang terlalu perhitungan kayak uang aku sisa segini kira-kira untuk 7 hari lagi aku dikasih uang lagi masih cukup atau enggak ya. Itu tuh aku gak pernah mikir sejauh itu. So I just think like, YOLO, you only live once. So I just menghambur-hamburkannya itu, dan tiba-tiba sudah gak ada sisa, dan itu kejadiannya seperti itu. And I bet that kamu juga pasti pernah merasakan seperti itu gitu. Dan sekarang sih aku masih merasa kayak krisis-krisis banget di situ gitu. Jadi I really need to bootstrap my life. So, what you can do to bootstrap your life, again, from the website that I read, from an article, I mean, if you start thinking of your finance like a small business now, you will have the resource and the freedom to do work you love. If at first no one wants to pay you for work you love, or you'd like to volunteer, that will be great because you'll be ready. Like that. What does it mean? Wait. So it means that if you think yourself as small as possible, I mean, kalau mulai sekarang itu kamu mulai melihat apa yang kamu punya, resource yang kamu punya itu tidak sebanyak yang sesungguhnya pada kondisi yang saat ini, maka kedepannya itu nanti kamu akan memiliki si resource itu tadi yang nggak kamu pakai untuk melakukan hal lain yang sebenarnya tuh lebih kamu sukai, lebih kamu butuhkan, lebih kamu cintai gitu, daripada kamu membuang-buang resourcemu untuk hal-hal yang sebenarnya tuh yaitu tadi aku bilang cuma sekedar tuntutan sosial yang sebenarnya juga nggak penting-penting amat gitu. Jadi kamu mengorbankan hal itu untuk sesuatu yang sebenarnya akan sia-sia aja gitu. Padahal kalau kamu menginvestkan resourcemu itu untuk kedepannya, itu nanti bakalan jadi like your own achievement juga gitu loh. Okay, that's the end of the podcast. I hope we can learn together how to bootstrap in life, to make a better version of ourselves. And always remember to think that you only have small resource, and so that you will have another resource to set aside for something else that is more necessary. And thank you for hearing me out. See you around.